الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about your chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to your authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. And keep in mind, your Quran is the only textbook that is required for this particular class. And I'm going to go through various verses from Quran, and you follow along with me. I'm going to continue. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be righteousness, or basically being righteous, or what righteousness means. One definition of it came from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Righteousness, and he said, righteousness is good morality, and wrongdoing is that which wavers in your heart, which you dislike people finding out about. Also, one of the companions of the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, I came to the messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon him, and he said, you have come to ask about righteousness. And I said, yes. He replied, may peace and blessings be upon him, consult your heart. Righteousness is that which the soul feels tranquil, and the heart feels tranquility or tranquil. And wrongdoing is that which wavers in the soul and moves to and fro in the breast, even though people again and again have given you legal opinion, meaning in his favor. The wrongdoing will be one of those things to be to and fro in your breast and in your heart, in your chest. Although people give you their opinion, it's okay. That's their legal opinion. It's okay to do. Don't worry about it. Everyone else is doing it. Or you might even say, everyone else is doing it. Why can't I do it too? And so please keep that in mind. And what the Prophet said regarding consult your heart. Righteousness is that which the soul feels some kind of calmness to it, or feels calmness in the heart. And wrongdoing is something that wavers in the heart, and it doesn't feel good in the heart, although people give you their legal opinion in the favor of it, that it's okay to do. Also, what makes an act a righteous deed is not its result, but the intention behind it. So what do I mean by that? I want you all to turn to in your Quran, open it up, and turn to chapter number 2, verse 264 to 265. Again, chapter 2, verse 264 to 265. And if you don't have a Quran with you today, you don't own one, you can always go online. Do that right now if you like. Those who are listening to me, you can go online and you go to Quran, Quran.com. And follow along with me, because that's, it lays out very well the Arabic of the Quran. Quran was revealed in Arabic, And we had various translations of it in French and Spanish and Chinese, all the different languages that was translated from the Arabic. And so you can go online to Quran.com and you can find Quran there and just click on the chapter number 2 and go to verse 264. And I'm going to read from verse 264 to 265. And of course, you all should have your own personal Quran where you can follow along with me and you can read it anytime you want to. You always go to that particular online version. And click on it whenever you want to, or on your phone or something like that, or some other way or means of looking at it, or some kind of tablet or something. You can always keep it with you, and look at it at your leisure. Quran when you want to read it. You might feel blue or something inside you. You look in the Quran. It in the Quran may have the answer that you're looking for, or help you through whatever you're going through. So in this particular verse, it says, O you who believe, do not cancel out your charity by reminders of your generosity or injury. Like those who spend their substance to be seen by others, believing neither in God nor in the last day. They are parables like a hard, barren rock on which there is a little soil. On it falls heavy rain, which leaves it just as bare stone. They will be able to do nothing with anything they have earned. And God, or Allah, does not guide those who reject faith. Those who spend their substance seeking to please Allah and to strengthen their souls are like a garden, high and fertile. Heavy rain falls on it and makes it yield a double harvest. And if it does not receive heavy rain, light moisture suffices it. God sees well whatever you do. Again, you can read that over to yourself on your own several times till you get all the various nuances and meanings in these particular verses and get a better understanding when you're talking about righteousness and not exposing to people, you know, guess what I just did? I just gave, look at me. I'm giving the money to this organization and I want everyone to see it, everyone to know about it, because I'm really what they call Rian. I'm showing off. I'm doing it for the pleasure of the people and not so much for the pleasure or seeking the pleasure of Allah, or seeking the approval of the people and not the approval of Allah. It's more important that the creation is pleased with me more so than the creator. The creator of all that we see and all we don't see is Allah. And the creation is everything else. Allah created kulli shay, he created everything that we see and everything that we don't see. He's in charge of everything. We have to understand Allah is the only thing that is absolute, the only one that's absolute. And so we have to keep that in mind. He was here before us, and when we're gone, he'll be here after us. And so please keep this in mind, my beautiful students, and work towards becoming more righteous and not showing off for the people. Now, the Muslim attitude regarding righteous deeds, and you can find this also in Quran, where it says, we feed you for the sake of Allah alone. No reward do we desire from you, nor thanks. We only fear a day of what you call distressful wrath from our Lord. We feast for the sake of Allah. We don't expect any reward from any individual. And we fear a day when we're going to meet our Lord, a dreadful day when we're going to have this wrath from our Lord. We may meet this wrath from our Lord, particularly if we don't do righteous deeds. And we do what we want to do and don't care about anyone else or what they think or what they're and what they're doing. And particularly don't care what Allah wants. We don't atil Allah, atil Rasul. We don't obey Allah and obey his messenger. We do the opposite, disobey Allah and disobey his messenger. And you think you're getting away with this thing that you're doing and not being righteous. You're not getting away with anything because, as I mentioned to you all before, you have an angel on your right side writing down your good deeds and an angel on your left side writing down your bad deeds. Even as I speak now, the angels are writing down what I'm saying or anything that I do. The angels are writing down anything that I do, good or the bad of it. Also, in chapter 16, verse 1 to 8, again, chapter 16, verse 1 to 8. It's a very short one. I want you all to follow along with me. And it says, "For Allah is with those who fear him and adopt the righteous attitude." Those are the one Allah is with. He is with those who fear him and those who adopt a righteous attitude. And we want to be those individuals that we fear Allah and we have this righteous attitude that we adopt. Not one that we're going to think we're better than everyone else. No, not that way. We don't want to be those individuals. We want to be one that Allah is pleased with, fear Allah, and also do adopt a righteous attitude. We're righteous towards other people. We're righteous to our family. We're good towards our family and good to other people, people we know and people we don't know, people that are in stress, people that need our help, that we help those individuals if we can. Those of you who have a bunch of money, okay, that's good. You've been blessed. You've been blessed with that money. But even more of a blessing is that you share it with other people if you can do so without putting your family in kind of problem or jeopardizing your family and their living and their being able to feed them and feed themselves or eat and have a place to sleep. You see a person picking out the garbage and they eat it from the garbage or drinking leftover stuff or even a person throwing away sandwich or something like that or remains in the bottom of a cup, then if you could do it safely, then you ask that person, please don't do that. Here, I'm going to go in the store and I'm going to buy you something. Or here, I'm going to give you some money. Please go buy yourself something to eat. Buy yourself something new to eat or drink and don't use someone else's food or use someone else's leftovers. You can do that. We have that in us humans looking at the humans. So let me move on. And so we also talking about, again, righteousness. So what will happen to the person who are righteous? And this you can find in chapter 19, verse 85. Again, chapter 19, verse 85. Allah says, "The day will surely come when we will gather the righteous like honored guests before the compassionate." So this is a very, very beautiful thing. And also, I'm going to read something else, too, about inheriting or what does the righteous inherit. But I think this is very beautiful, this verse, is that the day will surely come when we will gather the righteous like honored guests before the compassionate. And let me just go a little bit more deeper into that. This is very, very beautiful. I'm getting ready to read. And that's in chapter 13, verse 23 through 24. Again, chapter 13, verse 23 through 24. And it says here, okay, you got to really imagine this beautiful thing. "The paradise of perpetual bliss, they will enter into it along with their righteous forefathers, their spouses, and their descendants. The angel will come to welcome the angels will come and welcome them from every side, saying, 'Peace be upon you for all that you steadfastly endured in the world.' Now, how excellent will be the home of the hereafter." This is such a beautiful thing. I also read something before, and it's talking about how the righteous people will be greeted, I read earlier about Allah will gather, or they will be gathered together, the righteous people, as honored guests before Allah the Compassionate. And then here it talks about how the angel will come to welcome them from every side, saying, "Peace be upon you, for all that you steadfastly endured in the world." And we endure a lot in this world. We have a lot of temptations in this world, where we have to go around it, through it, and not succumb to it. We have to do that if we want to be the ones that the angels will greet us in paradise. It's like, I just imagine this thing, is that you enter paradise and then all these angels come and congratulate you, basically. You've made it. You've done it. You had all these temptations around paradise, and you made it in the world. You made it into paradise. Now enjoy yourself. Never worry, because you're never going to die, because even, if I mentioned to you before, even death itself will die. Allah will take the people from paradise and the people from hell, and bainahum, and between them, Allah will bring forth death. And Allah would bring death to death. In other words, the ones in paradise will never die, and the ones that are in the hellfire, they will never die either. And so I want to emphasize to you all, while you have breath in your body, that you can be amongst the righteous by doing righteous deeds. You can change your way. You can become another person. You become a better person. If you're already a good person, become an even better person. And don't think that, oh, I'm so righteous, I don't have to do anything more. You really don't know if that's true or not. So you do as much as you can until Allah takes your soul. And then Allah will be the judge of how righteous you were while you were on earth. Did you do it for showing off for the people, or you did it for the sake of Allah, to please Allah, to help mankind? Humans, again, helping humans. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be helping each other. If one is down, don't worry about it. I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to help you out. I got you covered. And those who are blessed with a lot of money, again, help those that don't have money. And they may be struggling and maybe trying, but their position or whatever it is, have them where they are. So help them out. Give them a gift from time to time. Send a gift to them. Maybe pay whatever bill they may have, and they don't have to worry about it, and they can provide more on their table, a food on their table to their family, because they have to worry about their rent, for example, or some kind of payment. Or if you know a person catches a bus all the time, buy them a car if you can, if they can drive. Do something to help that person's situation to be better. And you're doing only to please Allah. Nothing else. You don't even want the person probably even know that you're doing it. Your left hand should not know what your right hand is doing, and your right hand should not know what your left hand is doing. That's how it is supposed to be, my beautiful students. So let's all work towards righteousness and having a righteous behavior, and encourage others to do so. Those who are parents, then you encourage your child to have a more righteous attitude. To give more, to help more, and volunteer more to helping other people, or going with you to volunteer to help other people. And maybe they will grow up doing the same thing. I love it when my mother and my father used to take me to help so-and-so and so-and-so, and now I'm doing the same, and I'm taking my children to do the same thing, to help other people that are in need, or being gentle and kind to other people. Not evil and mean and haughty or nasty towards other people. So let me move on. Now, let me talk about a reward that one would get, or a free reward one would get that is righteous. You could turn to chapter 12, verse 5, 7. Again, chapter 12, verse 5, 7. And it says, "Yet the reward in the hereafter will be even better than those who believe and are righteous." I already mentioned about the greeting in the paradise, and then it says here, "Yet the reward in the hereafter will be even better for those who believe and are righteous." If you believe and you're a righteous person, your reward will be much, much better, much, much higher, just because you did your best to please Allah. It's like almost saddening you a day go by and you can't do anything to please Allah. Because we're going to meet Allah, each and every one of us. We don't know when or where or how we're going to die, but we all are going to die and meet our Lord. And then have put on our scale our deeds. If our righteous deeds outweigh our bad deeds, then we may end up going to paradise. But it's the opposite. We may end up going to hell. And for the Muslim, it's no in-between place. No in-between paradise and hell. It's like you're going to one place or you're going to the other place, and Allah knows best. Also, it was mentioned in chapter 15, verse 45. Chapter 15, verse 45. So go ahead and please turn to that particular chapter and that particular verse. And it says, the righteous will be in the midst of the gardens and fountains of paradise. Always when you read through Quran and talk about gardens underneath rivers flow and that sort of thing, and the fact that be like pearls near there and water that you never taste before, or honey, just all kinds of explanation. You can listen to one of my previous episode, and I talk a little about paradise and what happens in the paradise, and then you understand. And I didn't mention about the fountains or a lot about gardens, but you can go to the various masjids, M-A-S-J-I-D, and you can talk to the imam there and just ask them. I'm not asking you to come through the door be Muslim. I'm just saying you just ask the imam yourself and just ask them, you know, tell me a little bit about this place called paradise. And it might encourage you to want to become Muslim. That'll be up to you. I'm just here just to teach you what Islam is. I cannot make you become Muslim. I'm only encouraging you to understand what Islam is about, so you have that knowledge about what Islam is and what Islam is not. Also, it is mentioned when you're talking about the paradise in chapter 16, verse 30 through 31. Again, chapter 16, verse 30 through 31. And it says, on the other hand, when the righteous people are asked, what is it that your Rabb, meaning your Lord, has revealed? They say, that which is best, or that which is the best. Good is the reward for such righteous people in this world, in the home of the hereafter, will be even better. How splendid will be the home of the righteous. Gardens of Eden will they enter, beneath which rivers flow, having therein all that they wish to have. Thus shall Allah reward the righteous. And so I'm just mentioning just a few things concerning what they would get, the person who is a righteous person. Again, gathered together before our compassionate Allah, and the angel saying, peace be upon you. You endured, you made it through all the different problems in the world. You were steadfast and you made it through, and you made it to here. And you made it here to paradise. Congratulations. So next time you see someone being congratulated about something, imagine, for example, you being a righteous person and that you enter paradise. By the will of Allah, you become Muslim and enter paradise, and then the angels greet you. And they say the best congratulations to you, which congratulations, you made it through what was going on in the world. And now you're here. That's the best congratulations. Sure, a person can graduate from school. You congratulate them. They can win something. I know a lot of people like soccer or football and for a World Cup, that kind of thing. And they may congratulate the winning team. Their team won or their team is the one that won't beat every, all the other teams, or baseball World Series here in the United States, or the football series in the U.S. where everyone wins, and where a person beats out everyone, and so you have the top winning champions, whatever it may be, racing car, whatever, or horses, camels, whatever you race, you congratulate that individual, the trainer, whomever. You congratulate them and say, good work, good job. And so it's a beautiful thing about those who are righteous and entering paradise. It's the best thing. Being congratulated by the angel, by the will of Allah, you made it. You done it. So which one of you all that listen to me want to be that individual where the angel are patting you on your back and giving you salam, saying assalamu alaikum and welcome, you made it. Who out there want to be that individual? You know how happy you are, for example, if you won something. And then you're going to win the biggest thing that's going to last forever, which is paradise, because of your righteous behavior. Who out here do not want to be congratulated like that? Pat on their back. Not praise or anything like that. You've done the work to get into paradise and for the angels to congratulate you. Now, you really can kind of sit back and whatever you want, you will have. Whatever you want, you will have it in the paradise. All you have to do is ask, and it will appear. Things that you never tasted before, you never ate before, you never heard before, will take place in paradise. Let me move on. Who received the reward? It was related by Abu Huraira, one of the companions of the Prophet, may peace be upon him. The Prophet said, Allah said, I have prepared for my righteous slaves such excellent things as no eye has ever seen, nor an ear has ever heard, nor a human heart can ever think of. This is something we've never seen before. Some people, they have very beautiful homes, millions and millions of dollars, maybe billions, I don't know, whatever they pay for the place. Very beautiful place. And when we go to their home, who I don't know where people are financially, you go to the home, it's like, ah, man, this is beautiful. This is nice. That's what we see, or we feel, or we touch, or we smell. But in paradise, it of no eyes ever never seen, or ears ever heard, or heart can ever think about in paradise. You talking about you thinking you're going through all right now? This thing going to paradise, just because you're a righteous person, you do what is right and forbid what is wrong. You're talking about being in awe to see something you've never seen before, hear something you never heard before, smell something you never smelled before. Who does not want this? Let me move on. What would a soul say on its way unto the burial place? And this may be my last thing I want to read, or one of my last things I'm going to read. And it says, when a funeral is ready, Allah's apostle said, when a funeral is ready and the men carry it, meaning the soul, on their shoulders, or the body on their shoulders, if the deceased was righteous, it will say, present me hurriedly. And if he was not righteous, it will say, woe to it, me. Where are you taking it, meaning me? His voice is heard by everything except man. And if he hear it, he will fall unconscious. So the person who is a righteous person, who died a righteous person, and the people are carrying them on their shoulder or whatever, carrying them to their resting place or to their grave, then the person who is righteous say, hurry up. Why y'all taking so long? I want my reward now. Give it to me now. Hurry me to the grave. But the person, not a righteous person, they say, whoa, hold up now. Where are you taking me? What you doing with me? I don't want to go there. And so which one are you going to be? Are you being the one that say, hurry up and get me to my grave? Or are you going to be the one that say, hold up, wait a minute. I'm not in a hurry to go to that place. Let me read this last thing, which is a dua, a supplication that the prophet made. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, used to recite in his prayers or his supplication, O Allah, I beg of you steadfastness in righteous affairs and firm determination to adhere to the path of the righteousness. I beg of you to make me grateful for your favor and to and the excellence of worship of you. I beg of you a sound heart and a truthful tongue. And I beg of you the good which you know. I seek refuge in you from the evil that you know. I seek pardon of you for what you know. So, my beautiful students, I hope that you get an understanding about righteousness and righteous behavior and that you strive to be a righteous person. To find out more and to learn more about Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam, you can visit Why Islam. You can also learn more about Islam and even get a degree in Islamic studies in an international online university, or you can go to American Open University. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.